It's no secret mental health needs continue to be highlighted both in the news and in proposed laws here and across the country. That's why what's happening in the day ahead, it's important you know that state comptroller Sean Scanlon will be meeting with the Mental Health Connecticut as well as officials today to support House Bill 6145, an act concerning mental health and substance use parity, compliance, and transparency. But what is it and why does it matter? Joining us now is Comptroller Sean Scanlon. Welcome back, Comptroller. Tell us a little bit about this act.
Well, good morning. And what this is about is a pretty simple concept, is that anybody looking to get mental health help here in the state of Connecticut is going to be able to do so and have their insurance cover it at the same level that they would cover them getting treated for cancer or a broken arm or a stomach flu. And that is something that sounds like a pretty rational, normal concept, but in reality, it's actually not the case. Insurance companies, despite laws that I helped pass about 6 years ago, are still discriminating against people and denying people. And we're trying to fix that today.
How is that possible, Comptroller Scanlon? Because I was going to mention that I feel like it's been at least 5 or 6 years since we did pass something that holds insurance companies accountable, essentially, to cover mental health needs of people. So how is it that years later that's not necessarily happening in all cases?
Well, you know, when we passed that law in 2019, myself and Senator Matt Lesser were the co-sponsors of it. You know, it was one of the proudest days of my life, and I worked a lot on mental health when I was in the state house, and it's a deeply personal issue for me. It led the nation in 2019, but now it's 2025, and things change. Special interests like insurance companies have reams of powerful lobbyists and lawyers that look at laws and find ways around them, and you have to stay current with this stuff. And that's why we've been trying for a few years to pass this law, not because the original law is completely out of date, but because there are updates and tweaks that we need to make to it to make sure that the people of Connecticut are being protected when it comes to accessing the care that they deserve.
So, Comptroller Sean Scanlon, I was thinking about, as you were talking, you know, a comparison. So, for example, because I'm pretty familiar with the insurance company having brokers in my family, but I know in the last couple of years, it's been a real challenge, for example, to get it was a diabetic medication, still is, but kind of turned weight loss drug, for example, Ozempic, to be covered by insurance. And the reason being is because it's looked at as if you're doing it for solely for weight loss, that's more of a cosmetic change versus if it was for a diabetic, they would have it covered by insurance. And in some regard, it's sort of a loophole. Do you find that that's what's sort of happening, just to kind of compare or give people an idea of why in some cases mental health needs are covered, but in others it's not? Do you find that that's what's going on? There are loopholes? Or we just haven't covered all the surfaces correctly? Or what do you think is happening?
It's less about that and more about, are they going to cover your one-hour therapy session the same way they would be covering your physical therapy session, right? That's the best example that I can give. Mm. Is there's no difference in your health for you doing 1 hour of PT with a physical person at 5:30 a.m., and then leaving at 7:30 to go meet with your therapist,
correct,
right? If we treat both of those things differently, we are violating the spirit of parity, right? And that is what we just want a bigger window. And the law, like I said, is not rewriting the 2019 act that I did. It's more updating it. So, for example, Melissa, every year the insurance commissioner gets a report from all the companies about what they're doing about parity, except the company's name is not on that report. So the insurance commissioner is merely looking at a set of data and facts. He has no idea whether that's one healthcare insurer or another. That's stupid. There should be a public scorecard available to the people of Connecticut to look and see, okay, my insurance company is doing the right thing, or maybe this insurance company is not. Giving those consumers that information in America, to me, is helping them make informed, smart choices about mm-hmm. what insurance they want to buy. And it's a good public policy thing. So it's really about just making small tweaks that make this more effective and give people the answers that they deserve, but also holding the bad actors accountable when they do violate the law.
Right. I was going to say that seems more accountability based, and which is sort of surprising to me that, you know, basically for 6 years, you could kind of fly under the radar. Like, that's shocking to me that we don't have exact names of which insurance carriers are actually following the law and which ones aren't. Like, that to me seems ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, and it's even more ridiculous when you think about the fact that the Office of Healthcare Strategy last year put out a report that showed that 4 of the 7 health insurance carriers in the state were exhibiting signs of parity violations, right? So more than half of them were not doing the right thing, and nobody would know who those were because of the shielding of this information. So the more I believe that we can be transparent, you and I have talked about this, the better that government is going to be, the better that I think our state is going to be. And the other thing about this is right now, the maximum fine for one of these insurance companies is only $15,000. You compare that to the fact that United Healthcare made about $20 billion of profit last year. $15,000 is like a sneeze at the headquarters there. So, you know, we got to make sure people feel real consequences for them violating parity. And it's not just a minuscule fine that, you know, is not going to be anything that's going to really impact the company. If they're going to violate the parity laws and if they're going to treat somebody differently because they want mental health care versus physical health care, the fine should be substantially larger.
And what does the insurance commissioner think about this, Comptroller Scanlon? Like, is he supportive of this bill?
You know, I don't think he's the kind of person who gets up and really testifies about this stuff because he's the regulator, and so he has to, you know, maintain a little bit of a distance from it. But in general, you know, his department has been doing this work for the last couple of years, but I just believe that his hands are tied. And I think that if we give him more tools to be able to do his job, he'll be able to do that job better for the people of Connecticut.
Well, it's happening today, a conversation in support of House Bill 6145, an act concerning mental health and substance use parity, compliance and transparency. And again, this is building on a 2019 act, which was co-sponsored by, well, now Comptroller Sean Scanlon, but then Representative Scanlon, and looking for, again, more accountability moving forward to make sure that people have coverage when it comes to their mental health needs and their appointments like you would if you were to go for a physical checkup. Comptroller Scanlon, thank you so much, and we will talk again soon.